Good morning. My guest this morning is Caroline Quilici, who is the Director of Events at Jack London State Historic Park. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Well, in a couple of interviews over the last few weeks, we've talked about upcoming events at Jack London State Park, and we need to do it again. So what's on the menu today?
Well, I have an exciting evening at the park. The name of the event is called Taste of the Wild. Now, this is, in an essence, a fundraiser for Jack London State Park, but it's also a partnership with our generous neighbors, the Kenwood Vineyards, who, as you may or may not know, have grown most of their grapes on the old estate of Jack London Park, the Beauty Ranch. And they have a brand called Jack London Brand. So we thought it would be fun if we took five hand-picked restaurants in the Glen Ellen area and asked them to create a dish that could pair with one of these four Sonoma Jack London Reds. And come up with a kind of a interesting twist and kind of bringing it, elevating an ordinary dish to the wild or untamed. So that's that, you know, like Jack lived.
Yes.
So this was inspired by Jack London's adventurous spirit. And then the event will culminate in an evening in our old winery ruins on the property at Beauty Ranch. And guests will purchase tickets and they will come and they'll have tastings. They'll be able to get to meet the Kenwood winemakers who will be at the event to talk about their wines. They'll get to taste the different wines and then they vote on who they think did the best job of pairing. And the winning restaurant will be announced at the end of the event. Throughout this, we also are going to be enjoying live music from a local band called Loosely Covered. And I think it's going to be a really, really fun evening.
It certainly sounds like it.
Right. And that takes place on June 9th at Jack London Park in the winery ruins. It's from 6 to 9. Tickets are $75 each. And we do have a link where if you are interested in buying a ticket, you can follow it. It's jacklondonpark.com/taste-of-wild.html. Or for more information, you can call the number 707-938-5216. But I think it's going to be a really, really fun evening under the stars, filled with great food, fantastic wine, and terrific music.
Wow. It sounds like these are the kind of events that if people say, oh, I can just buy my tickets at the door, there'll be plenty of room, that they may be disappointed at that. It sounds like a lot of people are going to see this and really look forward to it. Do you get that feeling as well?
I do. Yeah. We're hoping to get out there so that people who are visiting in the area and want something fun to do in a beautiful setting with great music, great food, lots of, you know, good energy, would think, okay, let's buy a ticket and go up the hill. I mean, you can't beat, you know, a cocktail party under the stars with Sonoma Mountain in the background and the beautiful vineyards to your left. So
I think it's a great idea, too, to reintroduce Jack London to the public.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. And I think maybe people have forgotten just exactly what a powerful, forceful writer and citizen of Sonoma County he was.
I agree. Towards the end of his life, he wrote only to sustain his land. And so I see when I walk the ranch, what I feel is his love for that land became more important than writing the next novel.
Great. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank
you. Let's tell people once again that for tickets and information, this is where you get that pencil or pen that you've put aside to write down jacklondonpark.com/taste-of-wild. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.